PetsDay.org today.
We're bleeding more red than you can imagine in this country. 10-year federal deficit projected at what? How many trillions? Oh, it's a secret that's so juicy. I'm going to wait and tell you in a few minutes. It's a big number. Let's put it that way. And I know you're not shocked by that. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Hope that the start of your week was a good one as we start to move on down the road. Well, from ramming it down our throats to hold on a second. Americans apparently are not happy. Just look at the turnout at the town hall meetings now on both sides. Senator Russ Feingold told his constituents, I happen to see this in one of his local hometown newspapers, that there won't be a health care reform bill at least until Christmas, and maybe not even then. You know, it's interesting hearing that from Feingold, because if you remember, it's just a couple of years ago that he was one of the co-sponsors of a bill that would have let states decide. They would have figured out the health insurance coverage. That was his idea of reform. And I think I liked his idea from what I read. I remember now a couple of years ago in that proposed bill, I liked his idea a lot better than some of the things that we've been hearing. You know, the 1,400 pages of nonsense that nobody really can decipher. I mean, we're starting to get it, obviously. It's like when you get a prize in the cereal box, and it's supposed to be some simple thing, and you're supposed to open it up, and your kid's looking at you, and you can't figure out, what in the heck is this? And they keep asking you, Daddy, 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 what is it? That's like this health care bill. At least one of them in the House, because then the two others, who even cares? We haven't even gotten there. And now the Republicans have a counter proposal. Will it actually be that much better? Speaking of the Republicans, Senator John McCain was back in Arizona, and man, I think maybe he wasn't surprised, but he found himself in a sea of boos and even some hissing in the audience. He, of course, was there to talk to people about health care reform. Usually people in the home state are pretty friendly. And it was one comment, I guess, that was made about Barack Obama respecting the Constitution that lit the match that turned that meeting into a powder keg of opinions. Check this out.
Senator, it's very nice of you to be here with us. I would like to know how the president is getting by with all of this money. It's against the Constitution. Doesn't he know that we still live under a Constitution?
I'm sure that he does. I'm serious. I'm sure that he does, and I'm sure that he respects the Constitution of the United States. No, I really do. I am absolutely convinced of it. I just believe, my friends, that there is a fundamental difference in philosophy and about the role of government. That's why we have competition for public office and competition amongst parties and competition about different ideas and visions for the future of America. I am convinced the president is absolutely sincere in his beliefs. But he is... Wait a minute. He is sincere in his beliefs. We just happen to disagree, and he is the president of the United States, and let's be respectful. Yes, in the back there. Yes.
All right, so he did try to calm the crowd down. And one thing I respect about McCain is he was willing to take it on the chin, because if he really believes that, then and that's what he's peddling. And, of course, the message was, ooh, the Constitution, you know, Obama obviously doesn't respect it. Well, then good for McCain for at least responding with what he thought he should have said. Or is it about tiptoeing around the issues? Because remember, McCain over the weekend was hitting a pretty exclusive interview by George Stephanopoulos, and there were a lot of things he could have said in that interview that he didn't. He is also a master at knowing how to work it, knowing the spin. The first time around when he ran against Bush, if you remember, I liked John McCain. Ooh, I liked John McCain. I had him on a show, and I wasn't even doing a political show then, and I really thought his message was clear, it was loud, it was struck a chord with the American people. And then when that didn't happen for him, the next time around, there was a lot of things that I didn't agree with John McCain on. Some yes and some no. So it's almost like he's still that campaigner in him. And when he's asked questions like the Palin question about the death panels, he's massaging what he says in his answers, certainly. But boy, that crowd reacted. You can tell people still very, very upset by what they're seeing. And her comment about the Constitution, really, again, this is aimed at the whole thing with the health care reform, that it's not a right because it's not in our Constitution. Ultimately, what Feingold said probably is on par. I think there's going to be marches on Washington. I'm hearing a lot of rumblings underground and getting some information. We had a doctor on last night. Even the doctors are unhappy. They formed a group called Doctors for Patient Care, and at least 1,000 of them are going to Washington, and their numbers keep growing. They're going to do that the second week of September. There are a ton of people that are planning things. So I think that the politicians, if they weren't surprised by the town hall meetings across the nation and their eyes aren't wide open now, they will definitely be bugged out when they see what so many people have in store, because the days of sitting on a couch, even when you're in a walker or a wheelchair, seriously, are so over for the people in this country because they have had it up to their eyeballs. We'll be talking, of course, about health care reform and the latest there and what the GOP is now saying, and, of course, the push for the Democrats to be on the same page, all of them, so something can go through. Quick side note here from the world of crime, Chris Brown was sentenced. And many of you might not know who he is. He's a superstar singer, right? Kid beat his girlfriend to within to a pulp. I don't know, to an inch of her life, but to a pulp. I mean, her face, the pictures afterwards, I was stunned by that. So he is sentenced to 5 years probation, and he's going to spend 1,400 hours doing what they call labor-oriented service. And this is for the assault of singer Rihanna, because that was his girlfriend, right? Or might still be his girlfriend. I don't think so, though, because there's a restraining order that requires both of them actually to stay 50 yards away from each other. Mm. And here's the sad part of this and why I bring it up. Domestic violence. Now, we've seen so many sad tales. We've talked about them on America Tonight. We've had police officers on. We've talked to psychologists, etc. Do you know that apparently this same very, very young couple was involved in at least two, because it could be more, at least two prior domestic violence incidents? So the cops were called to two other domestic violence incidents. You think of people, famous or not famous, and ultimately how that could end up. I think it's a crying shame that Chris Brown, I don't care if it was just a little bit of jail time, but I think he needed a taste of being behind bars, and he did not get it. Put this in perspective. Plaxico Burress shoots himself with a gun in a club in New York City. He gets 2 years. Chris Brown gets probation. Something's wrong with that kind of justice, right? Coming up next, we're going to talk about foreclosures and what does it mean to you and me, and how are the numbers looking across the state. Stay with us.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 28, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $954.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $981.95, $490.98 for a half ounce, and $245.49 for a quarter ounce. That's $981.95, $490.98, and $245.49.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
Sleeves to get a vaccination, if you can even get one. Kathleen Sebelius, the Health and Human Services Secretary, of course, is making the rounds on the television and radio shows across the nation. We'll let you hear what she had to say about the scary numbers reported today. Big, juicy headlines. Half of us expected to get hit with the swine flu. 90,000 people could die in the United States. We were talking about this a little bit in our last version of America Tonight. And we had a doctor on, a great doctor on last week from Canada, who is in agreement with some other physicians who say that this is all hype and it's a hoax. And that, yes, it is a strain of the flu. There are many strains of the flu. If people are in weakened conditions and are, let's say, older, or they have something wrong with them initially, they have a weakened immune system, that they can die from lots of strains of the flu. So lots of doses have been ordered. They're pushing the doses. They're pushing the IVs for people that get to the stage where they're in the hospital, and we'll give you all of that. It is an interesting discussion. Is it more hype or is it serious? Because certainly now what's happening, and supposedly the reason why, because especially with people with children, the reason you're seeing these numbers, these projections, is so people are ready if they have to keep their kid home from school. So they'd be aware of it, know that it's a possibility, might have to make child care arrangements, that kind of thing, sort of a heads up. Swine flu, oh yeah, or I'm sorry, H1N1, could be coming to a school near you. How many people are worried? about the swine flu. I don't know. And the USA Today went running today, and I looked over at the store that I go by, and I could see from the sidewalk the big glaring headline, 50% will get swine flu. Yeah, that could be a little bit scary if someone just reads that, and of course they aren't up on some of the things that have happened with the swine flu. I mentioned that we were going to talk about foreclosures, and, you know, it's interesting. That's another thing where it depends on who you talk to, whether you talk to someone in real estate, if you talk to someone in Las Vegas versus somebody in Texas versus someone in Illinois. The actual housing numbers are out tomorrow, and you think of people affected by this. Probably many of you listening to me might be in the home building business even. You might be involved in construction somehow, and that's hurt a ton of people. So these new home sales numbers aren't really going to show anything. I guess they're going to be pretty flat. At least it's expected to come out pretty flat, the same thing that we saw in June. And, of course, now you have this $8,000 tax credit for first-time home buyers if you fall into the right category. And you wonder, is the worst over? Could this number double to 16,000? Because Senator Chris Dodd was talking about making an even bigger incentive for people to buy a home and jumping the number up, doubling it. And remember, the $8,000 tax credit ends in November. I think at the very least they probably extend it, because I still did a little drive-by, just a little experiment to see. And I could still find a lot of existing homes for sale. Homes from the 70s, built in the 70s, homes built in the 80s, homes built in the 90s. From what I could tell, I grabbed a bunch of flyers just to try to do my own little survey in my area and compare it to some other things. And the other thing that I saw were foreclosures. They're just peppered sort of in all kinds of neighborhoods. Didn't just seem to be, you know, oh, it's in that bad neighborhood where everybody had the bogus loans. I mean, the bogus loans were across the board. Those loans were given to people in $400,000 houses and $185,000 houses. You know, the ones where the arms were due and then suddenly the payment was giant. I read an interesting story today, and some of you might even see this in your area. In Las Vegas, because, of course, you know, that's the city of glamour, the city of hope, the city of optimism. Well, who's gambling? Yes, people are still going to Vegas, but you can get incredible deals that you could never get in Vegas before. Even though it seems like you're getting a deal, now you really are ahead of the game, at least with hotel rooms and food, because they're not anywhere near their occupancy. They're lucky if they're at 75%, most of the hotels. But now what's happened is so many people rely on tips. The unemployment is one of the worst in the country, up to like 13%. And in real estate, a lot of people ran to Vegas because they thought they'd either get a second house, or maybe they went to move there thinking they could live in the suburbs somewhere, raise their kids or make some money, and they would get a better deal. They don't have state income taxes and it would be great. And now what they're seeing is these neighborhoods are really deteriorating, and a lot of people are buying new homes and then just letting their mortgage payments lapse in their other homes, some of them, the ones that can do that. And then rather than having the home go foreclosed, the bank snaps up whatever it can, which you would think, well, how can they do that? Doesn't that seem a bit fraudulent? But apparently a bunch of people are doing it. Joel Stein had a great article in Time magazine where he went around with a realtor and they poked into all kinds of things, and this apparently is pretty prevalent. But it's one of those cities where if the optimism is running dry there, folks, then that means it's definitely drying up across the nation, because people go there, I think, as somebody who lived in Vegas, to escape the reality of whatever it is, their old life in the Midwest, in the East, wherever. Everybody, I'm not kidding you, everybody I met in the short time that I was in Vegas had a different name or a different career or some crazy, crazy story. It's just one of those places. It's like I think of it as people prospecting for gold who thought they were going to go west and all their hopes and dreams would be realized because they were going to get those nuggets of gold. And so they weren't going to have to live in the Bronx anymore in some walk-up tenement place. No, they were going to try to make it out west to get be part of that gold rush. And certainly people in the West all shifted to California and other places to get their hands in there, get that pan going, start shaking that pan, see if you can get some of that gold and change your life. And to me, that's how Vegas feels. So my point of telling you that when we're talking about housing numbers coming up, if it's bleak in Vegas, then it's definitely bleak in some other places as well. We'll see if that home credit kicks in for the first-time home buyers, where instead of just $8,000, it jumps up to $16,000. Boy, you think a lot of people then, if they could finagle it, would absolutely jump on that. Speaking of jumping on things, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, the fact that how would you feel? I mean, do you look forward to getting the mail, or are you thinking, oh, no, it's another bill? Or are you thinking, eh, it's my ESPN magazine? It's my Homes and Garden magazine. It's my The Nation magazine, whatever. Or you're expecting a package because you're an online shopper and you're excited or whatever. But you go to the mail. It's just that routine thing. It's like it used to be like going to get the paper. You walk out your front door, you get the paper, you read the paper, you drink your coffee, you go to work, or you retire, you hang out, you do the crossword puzzle. And it's an automatic thing. You know the postman. You know his name. You know when time he comes. He knows a little bit about you because he can tell by your mail something about you, right? And you have little chit-chat. And the mailman delivers, you know, through Sunday. And the post office is talking about no Saturday delivery. So instead of just one day where you didn't get mail, there may be even a couple days, even more than Saturday, because the post office, my friends, is going broke. They're having trouble. They're offering buyouts now, a total of almost $500 million in deals to about 30,000 people. Any, you know, work in the post office, sort the mail, whatever. And this way they can use technology and they can try to recession proof what's happening with the post office. I guess therefore they wouldn't have to cut the services as much, or maybe not at all, if they get enough people to agree to resign or retire, if they're willing to take what the post office is offering. So here's the thing: if you're going to retire, it might make sense, but if you're an employee there, unless you know for sure you're going to get cut, where are you going now where jobs are really tight? Some employees would get $10,000 this October and $5,000 the following October. I don't know. It might be tough to make that decision. Would you take that kind of deal? 800-259-5791. Odds and ends on the flip side.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Postal worker could be going away if they take the deal on the table, retiring or resigning. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Just a quick follow-up on that. The reason I also bring this up is because, remember, Obama, that was one of the things he said when he was talking to people about health care reform. Well, you know, look at the post office versus UPS or FedEx. Here's the deal, though, with UPS and FedEx, as far as the employees go, way better. They make more an hour, and their benefits are better than, in some cases, than the postal workers' benefits. And so there you go again, the private versus government. Over the years, certainly, the Postal Service has worked. And, you know, frankly, it's like I said, I use the Postal Service. I like it. I like going down to the post office versus paying a higher price to go to FedEx or UPS. So, could the United States Post Office be privatized and even streamlined? Well, the answer is no, right? Because if they did it that way, smarter business would be better and better for the people, but that's not what we're seeing coming out of a lot of our government-run programs. I mean, and then the Postal Service is a government agency. So for people who make their living selling things, I've seen them tons of times when I'm in the post office with 10,000 packages, it would have to hurt some of them if the service is cut back because of the things that they ship and when they have to ship them and all that sort of, especially internationally. Internationally, it's definitely cheaper. And Saturday delivery for some people is crucial in their business. So this could affect a lot of people. This, certainly the people who work there and then the people who depend, their businesses depend on the United States Post Office. But, you know, hey, they said they lost $2.4 billion in the third quarter. Wow. And they, let's face it, they fund what they do with postage revenues, with money, right? So that hit $75 billion in 2008. And they do it without taxpayer money. And the post office is doesn't have taxes, and they don't have antitrust laws, obviously. But they just get their money from the postage stamps. So then you start to think about that and what stamps cost and the rates and all that other sort of stuff. So you've got a drop in mail volume across the board, you know, the whole junk mail thing, which is where they were making their bread and butter, a decrease of like 20 billion pieces in the first 9 months of the year. And they think it's going to go even further than that. And that makes sense because think of the era that we're in, the internet. And how many people do business that way, and so how much of that has dropped off? Technology is what's really killing the Postal Service, and, of course, a lot of other businesses that rely on that, too. So will there be a five-day delivery, or will there be Saturday mail? Who knows? Flip a coin, because Congress would have to approve that move. If they went to 5 days, that would have to be a Congress thing. Wow. Good luck to those people. I mean, that's almost 500,000 people. I mentioned swine flu at the top, and that fits into odds and ends. I mean, seriously, honestly, folks, are you worried? Do you think you're older, let's say, and you're listening to me? Do you worry about getting the vaccine? You know, you're living in Michigan, you're living in Illinois, you're living in cold weather places, your neighbors get the flu, you've gotten the flu. Are you a little bit freaked out about the idea of H1N1 because of the scary headlines and things you're hearing about, geez, you know, pregnant women first. It's like we're on the Titanic. The women and children first. Men, save yourselves if you can. Jump off into the icy waters. So, and they're not going to have enough doses of, certainly not of the vaccine. We know that. So that's a problem. And now in the testing phases, there have been other orders and other things to do, but apparently a lot of the doctors actually like what they're seeing with the vaccine. But when I say a lot of the doctors, I'm talking about, you know, the CDC. So Kathleen Sebelius has been on a crusade to sell it, baby, the swine flu, and what you need to be aware of and what are the signs of the swine flu and all that other sort of stuff. And I'm going to let you hear what she had to say recently in just a second. But first, let's go to Mark, who's listening to us in Oregon. Hey, Mark.
Hey, good evening, Kate. How are you doing?
Good. What do you think?
What do I think, Kate? Well, gosh, I'm living this thing every day from what I've learned, you know, over the last couple of months about the ingredients in the vaccines. It's really, really deadly. It's really well proven that, you know, there are 8 to 9 different ingredients in these vaccines, and they're all harmful. But the squalene, which is an oil-based adjuvant, which is in there basically to boost the body's immune system to create antibodies. It really causes swelling of the organs in the brain. It's responsible for the Gulf War illness, of the first Gulf War that so many of the troops suffered and died from and that are no longer with us, about 50,000.
All right, so what you're saying is, well, then forget it, just like the doctor in Canada told me who said you don't need to get a vaccination, don't even go near the vaccination, because in his opinion, it's a hoax, forget it, you don't need the vaccination anyway, so don't get it.
Yeah, actually, the whole flu pandemic is a hoax itself. I agree with you intimating that. I feel firmly certain of that. When it comes to the vaccines, here we have the real issue and the whole purpose of the hoax of a flu pandemic, which is non-existent. It's the vaccines that are going to do tremendous damage. In the main, they're going to be live virus vaccines, so mm-hmm. that people who take these vaccines are actually going to be shedding the virus. They're going to be contagious of whatever viruses are in there. When it comes down to a real analysis of the ingredients in the vaccines, you know, there are at least two, three, four areas which are extremely harmful and lethal to people who will take the vaccines, what they're planning on putting in there. If you go onto the CDC website, you can find all of these ingredients. There are numerous websites out there which expose these ingredients and what these ingredients in vaccines have done to people as far as death, as far as debilitating illnesses, paralysis, edema of the brain, swelling of the brain. These things aren't in there by accident, Kate, really. This is really the whole purpose of it, and it goes into the eugenics aspect of the people who control the World Health Organization through the United Nations. And it's extremely urgent, I believe, that this is exposed in order that, at minimum, people, perhaps at least some people, can find some alternative to taking the vaccines, which is pretty rough. You know, in Massachusetts, they have just passed a law. That law is in effect now, that it'll be a $1,000 a day fine for anyone who refuses to take the vaccine. And beyond that, you know, and I don't know where exactly what the horizons are of your perception when it comes to the FEMA camps, the Federal Emergency Management Administration camps.
Yeah.
But this is also going to be an option for people in a martial law situation that will not take the vaccines. This could spread very quickly, not only in this country, but this is something that is being done throughout the world. Greece has just bought enough vaccinations to vaccinate their whole population. In Europe, the same thing is being done. Massive amounts of this deadly vaccine is being purchased by the governments of the various countries in this world. So,
all right, Mark, thanks. We appreciate you calling. So Mark agrees with me. Therefore, it is a hoax, and he's saying he's going further, and he's perpetrating that, you know, we're going to have martial law and all that sort of stuff, which, gosh, I hope that, you know, I'm not a doom and gloom person, and I hope it does not lead to that. There are people that think that's exactly what could happen, because you'll have widespread panic. And if Mark's correct, which I heard nothing about that about Massachusetts, but I'll check on that, which would be ridiculous that you have to have a fine if you don't take the vaccination. And I know of no such law in any other states. But however, it could be there. I don't know when it comes to schools, because with schools, they're strict about, you know, it's like that whole fight with vaccinations and autism, and kids were forced to have their immunization records. And then it turns out some of the kids had too many vaccines in a row, but yet the CDC won't recognize that. And there's that tug of war over what is right and what is wrong, and how much of that has led to what's happened with some of the kids growing up in certain errors. So there are a lot of people who have massive trepidation about what a vaccine can do to you. So I'm not surprised by Mark's call. I think it's a couple of different things. I think that there is something to the panic. There is something to try to, you know, to put that panic out there and have people scared to death and say, "Oop, it's on you." I mean, hey, it's on you. If this thing spreads, it's not us. It's on you. It's your game plan. You decide what you want to do. We're laying it out for you. You want to have your kids go to school. Their hands are all over everything. One of them dies. We're not taking responsibility for it, because we told you how many doses were available. We also let you know if your kid has the flu that they should stay home, and it's your responsibility to make sure they stay home and don't come to school. So I think it's a hoax in a different way. I do think that the flu can be deadly in lots of different forms, lots of different strains, and we know that people die from the flu every single year, especially people in weakened conditions. All right, coming up around the bend, we're going to let you hear what Sebelius had to say about what the signs were, and, of course, the scary numbers that have been released, and why did they release those so-called projections about how many people could get the swine flu. That's next on ATN.
millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Coming up, you're going to love the Daily Salute. We try to do it a couple of times a week. And by the way, you can send in a suggestion for the Daily Salute. It doesn't have to be someone famous or something famous that has happened or somebody trying to do something that we think should be recognized. It can be in your little old backyard. And how do you do that? You just flip us an email, americatonight.net. Kate here, happy to be at the helm of this ship as we steer all over the place. But the swine flu, the topic, because we saw the scary headlines today, right? And we talked about it last night. I said that very same thing. So half of the people in the United States have a chance of getting the swine flu. And, oh, by the way, 90,000 people could die from it. Well, so what's the deal behind the numbers? Who came up with the projections? And also, what are some of the signs of the swine flu? Kathleen Sebelius had a lot to say about this. And, of course, because she's talking all over the place, try to get the message out. So this is what the Health and Human Services Secretary said today on MSNBC.
Well, the president asked his science and advisory council, the top scientists in the world, to give him a report, and they confirm what the Centers for Disease Control and our agency has been predicting, that this is a serious virus. It could affect a lot of folks, and what we know is it's a young person's virus, so that's why we've accelerated the campaign to get a vaccination ready, to work with our partners at local and state levels and the private sector to think about about how to get shots in people's arms starting in mid-October and why we need to take some steps right now so that people think about, you know, how to keep a child home if he or she is sick, who's going to be the backup caregiver, who the priority populations are, and get folks ready to move aggressively to be safe and secure from this disease.
All right, so you heard her explanation for why the numbers were there and having to keep kids home and all that sort of stuff. So what's your take, America? Because this is on you. It's going to be your decision to be frightened to death of getting the flu, the swine, the flu, and also your kids going to school, whether they're in elementary school, middle school, or even high school. Tomas is listening to us in Michigan. Hey, partner, what do you think?
Thank you, Kate. Well, you know, they scared the economist into giving them trillions of dollars because they said, you know, the sky was falling. Now, well, they're going to try and scare us again. They're going to try and inject something into our bodies saying not only that the sky is falling, but you're going to be fined or you're going to go to jail if you don't let us inject something into your body. So what we should do is go to the Internet and find out some very specific information. I'm not even going to tell you what it is. Just remember this. In the year 2004, there was a shortage of flu shots, correct?
That's right.
And I want everybody to go to the computer and look and compare the fatalities between the years before 2004 and after 2004 and draw your own conclusions. Now, I found it very interesting that the information usually went up to 2003 for some reason. It was very hard for me to find information in 2004, but maybe, you know, I'm not Google certified enough. But I just think that's very important. That year we had a shortage of flu shots, and supposedly then the flu fatalities should have been higher, correct?
Right.
Well, so let's just have people, you know, do that homework and maybe call in during the week and see what they found. Because remember, the way they do this is they look 6 or 8 months ahead, and they try to figure out what the virus is going to look like.
That's right.
And they're talking about, you know, a virus is going to hit in different places, and you know, this virus might hit here. They got to give you a cocktail. So it's really a lot of statistical guesswork. Then they rush to put that all in, and then they just ship it out there. And they're not doing a study to see how many people are taking it and how many people are not taking it and how many people die. They just, you know. So I think that homework will provide some interesting information.
Well, let's hope that they're not forcing people to take it. I think at the schools it'll be dicey what happens in individual school districts. I know, for example, in Texas, in New Jersey, in Illinois, in all those states, there is no fine and no forcing of people taking it. But if people start to drop dead, then that could be where that would all kick in and say, you know, you've got to have this vaccination. We're getting more doses of it. And you make a great point, Tomas. They don't have a lot of testing time behind this. They're rushing this to try to get it in time for October. And one of the doctors I saw the other day was saying, well, you know, part of the reason why is because we have to have more strains of the actual virus so we know more about it, so we can use it. Because that's what we need as part of the vaccine.
Need any laws? When they declare a state of emergency, state of siege, you know what? The guy comes to the door, and then, you know, that's it. You either go into the truck or you take your shot or whatever.
You're right. That happens.
And they've already stated that this, they've already gone to the highest level, and the United Nations has gone to the highest level stating that this swine flu is a pandemic. And they haven't done that in, 70 years or something like that?
Yeah, the World Health Organization called it a couple of months ago a stage 6, yeah.
Well, you don't have a stage 7. 6 is the highest you can. So they have gone, you know, ape cuckoo on that. Hopefully. Yeah, because, you know, I was about to say another word, but I tell you what. I'll let somebody else call in. Thank you very much for the opportunity. And keep taking that centrition, baby.
I am taking it. It's funny that you bring that up. Centrition actually has really given me a great kick, because what happens is I'm trying to get in the best shape I can, probably to ward off this flu. I don't know. But it's worked for me. It's funny, man. Tomas. Let's go to Dana, who's listening to us in Texas. And by the way, I'll hide in your basement, Tomas, if they come to force me to take the vaccine. What's happening there in Texas?
Well, I was just listening to your show. They have some West Nile virus going on right now in this area. Who was that mass man that called in from Oregon? My goodness, he's educated. I think his name was Mark. Does he call in regularly, or is this a new call for him, Kate?
I don't know. He's called in a few times. What he was talking about is, would we have martial law? What's the stuff that's in the vaccine?
Well, he's just very
all that stuff.
Knowledgeable, especially about the vaccine and the ingredients. And I wanted to share one thing with you and tell you something else. There is a website put up by a lawyer that has been on a couple of the different talk shows on GCN as of late. And his website is vaccinerights.com. And there is a petition there that's being asked for people to basically sign over the internet, because they are going to present it and stop the USDA or the FDA, I guess, the Federal Drug Administration, from pursuing this, because it is in sole violation of the president set before on getting drugs approved. Not enough time, not enough research, blah, blah, blah. And he has told me that he received something a couple of days ago, or probably about 5 days ago now, in reference to if you decline or refuse to take it, they will isolate you away from your home because you refuse to do it, if it becomes a mandate regionally or national. Now, the other thing I want to share is, I'm one of these people, I have a suppressed immune system, because I had to get a new immune system 9 years ago because I had bone marrow leukemia. Mm. And I'm still on anti-rejection medicine and other medicines that come about because of that medicine. So here I sit, you know, on the talk show I called in, I just flat asked, what chance did I have of even surviving the shots, let alone the four shots? Because I can't even be in a room with someone that has had a live vaccination in the last 2 to 3 weeks, or I get whatever that vaccination was to prevent, like polio or mumps.
Or whatever it is. Yeah, I know other people that have that same thing. Dana, we're up against it. But people, obviously, some people going to the very far extreme and thinking that, wow, you know, here we go. We got a pandemic six. It could set up this way. You know, hey, if it becomes a huge outbreak like the movie Outbreak, what do you do? Of course, you have to isolate people if that happens. And if you listen to what Kathleen Sebelius said and some of the stuff that's being pumped out there, a lot of it isn't to that level. But, hey, if you start to see people start to die all over the place, these are some good points, and they wouldn't be that far to the extreme. So let's hope that a lot of people don't get the swine flu. I agree. To me, there's not a lot of testing done here. How confident do you feel about the vaccine, period, right? Send me an email. Your thoughts on that and other things, americatonight.net.
Are there things that make you angry?